Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It is Monday, but we're going to make it great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Father's Day weekend. No Kings weekend. The Royal Trump King Parade with all the king's armaments all around him.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Welcome at 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:35, we shine the spotlight of valor on one of our first responders or law enforcement officers that have gone above and beyond, and we're very proud to do that. Thanks to our friends at Lawful Defense at Shoot GTR and Campus USA Credit Union. That's at 8:35 this morning. We do it through the entire month of June. You can also get it on the podcast. You can get it on when we stream online as well. So good morning. Welcome. I hope everybody had a nice Father's Day. I did. Over in St. Augie. I'll tell you more about that. So that was definitely a good time. But back to the real world, we have to go, at least for a little while, right?
Really?
No? You want to just keep
checking.
Okay, we can.
I don't know. I can
tell you about this Eggs Benedict I had that had lump crab meat and shrimp mixed in it together, and it was huge, and the eggs poached perfectly. It was so awesome.
Wow.
I could do that.
That, well, it's probably more pleasant than some of the stuff going on.
And it can't get better than that. Wait a second. Yes, it can. With an order of hash browns that came with it.
Ooh.
Crispy, done just right. I love hash browns. So that was my Father's Day breakfast Sunday morning.
Well, that's nice. Okay, back to reality.
Okay. Now it's back to death and destruction, doom and gloom.
Yeah, pretty much.
The suspect in the assassination of one lawmaker and the attempted assassination of another in Minnesota has been captured. Vance Bolter, 57, arrested Sunday following a two-day manhunt in the Midwestern state. The face of evil, somebody said. After relentless and determined police work, the killer's now in custody. It was actually the local sheriff's office that put that out on social media. And thanks to the dedication of multiple agencies working together. Yeah. So this is Minnesota.
Right.
These were Democrat lawmakers that were targeted.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently found also like a list of dozens of other people that they think were possible targets as well. So immediately, you know, the Facebook stuff and everybody's little opinions start coming out. You know, make no mistake about it. This was political. Democrats were targeted and all that. And I go, I think these people should shut their pie holes for at least 15 minutes.
Yeah, there are a few more facts than, but you know, they don't like to wait for those, do they?
No, they don't. And as it turns out, this guy was a Democrat. This guy was appointed by the knucklehead guy.
I'm getting called out on this because I called Donald Trump a wannabe dictator. It's because he is. Oh, the governor's being mean and the governor's speaking out on that. Well, maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce.
Ah, a little meaner, a little more fierce. So somebody that he appointed previously takes those words that he said on June the 1st and, about 2 weeks later, decides he's going to shoot up some Democrats. And apparently, I guess these Democrats had occasionally voted with Republicans?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not Democrat enough. That's what it came down to, I guess. Again, they're still putting these pieces together, but Bolter is alleged to have shot two Democratic lawmakers and their spouses early Saturday morning, what officials believe was a politically motivated attack. Melissa Hortman, state representative, and her husband Mark were killed in the attack, while state senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette were injured. Bolter, a self-described security professional who served on the same workforce development board as Hoffman, faces two counts of second-degree murder, two counts of attempted second-degree murder, according to a criminal complaint unsealed on Sunday night. Why? I just have to stop and say, why second degree? It didn't come with forethought and planning. It most certainly did. It wasn't random.
They were on a list, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, that's not random. I wonder if somehow they think that it'll be a much easier slam dunk with second degree, but, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So that's a little odd.
But, you know, in Tim Walz's defense, he's kind of recanted just a little bit, if you look at it that way.
After a two-day manhunt, two sleepless nights, law enforcement have apprehended Vance Bolter. That's 48 hours that law enforcement involved in a complex and dangerous manhunt. Spent Father's Day away from their families to deliver justice for Melissa and Mark Hortman and their children who spent this Father's Day alone. To the law enforcement who stand here and the hundreds who were involved in this, the state of Minnesota owes you a deep debt of gratitude. Thank you.
Yeah, for what law enforcement's left in Minnesota, because I remember when all the Democrat lawmakers wanted to defund them.
Uh-huh.
Now, all of a sudden, to Tim Walz, these folks are heroes. That's interesting. Do you think he's putting that focus there and what great work they did and all that? First of all, he wants to say, you know, about Father's Day, even though his party is like, someone ends up being a father, or, you know, the fetus is exterminated. Oh, well. Yeah, so all of a sudden now it is a big priority. Now all of a sudden law enforcement, they're great to Tim Walz. That's really, or could it be that, hey, let's do this and let's put some, you know, shine a spotlight on them and that, and let's not talk too much about the actual shooter. Now, sometimes you say, yeah, you don't want the guy to become like a martyr or whatever, these other nutbags that go, yeah, I'm going to do that too, because look, they keep saying his name. Well, that could be part of it, but somehow I doubt that. I think it could be, well, I hope a bunch of people aren't going to bring up the fact that I appointed him, that I know him.
Whoops.
Yeah. Don't need that to be part of the narrative, the true part of the narrative. Anyway, so this guy, Bolter, he worked with one of the guys he shot, and I don't know why it's second degree and not first degree, but Lieutenant Colonel Jeremy Geiger of the Minnesota State Patrol said Bolter surrendered to police without any use of force. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz hailed law enforcement officers for bringing Bolter into custody. You ran toward the danger, and you served the state of Minnesota. Again,
yeah.
Defund the police chants were heard all around that state not all that long ago.
Too little, too late, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look, no matter how you slice and dice it, the bottom line is absolute tragedy. Lives changed and destroyed forever. But it was politically motivated, all right. It all came from the left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great. Senator Rand Paul makes some commentary. Hey, so does Mel Gibson. Yeah. We've got that and so much more coming your way on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great. It's 6:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Some people were protesting. They were doing the No King's Day. Others were enjoying the military parade and the 250th anniversary of our Army.
Nice.
And also Trump's birthday. And locally, as far as I know, there wasn't any real issues.
No, I didn't hear anything really Gainesville or Ocala as far as the, you know, they kind of did their thing. And
got a few reports.
Well,
somebody said avoid the downtown square in Ocala.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
And they had, so because it's Flag Day, you know, the Patriots already had a lot of different places they were going to be, mm-hmm. Kind of a salute to the flag. So they weren't in that downtown square, but apparently there a lot of people were, and some of them might not have been so local. I don't know if they bust them in or what, but and maybe there wasn't violence because maybe the violence was being exported. WCJB is reporting an elderly man from Gainesville was one of dozens of veterans arrested outside the U.S. Capitol building as they protested against President Donald Trump's military parade scheduled for Saturday. U.S. Capitol Police confirmed that John Spitzberg, 87.
Woo.
I mean, wow. One way I gotta say, yo, God bless him. Must be a spry man. He can, yeah. But you know, I don't know politically if he's anyway. He was arrested for crossing a police line during a demonstration on Friday. Officers say around 75 veterans were protesting peacefully outside the U.S. Supreme Court building. Later, a group of about 60 left, and the officers began establishing a perimeter. And that's when officers say that the group pushed back down. Well, they pushed down a bike rack. They crossed the police line and moved toward the rotunda steps. Officers blocked them and began making arrests. Video of the incident shows officers arresting an elderly veteran using a walker with wheels and a chair. That man appears to be Spitzberg. Police say that all 60 individuals be charged with unlawful demonstration, crossing a police line. Some will face additional charges of assault on the police officer and resisting arrest. And others have said there'll be additional training to try to combat these violent people who have walkers.
I wonder if we export them if we have to pay a tariff on that. I don't know how that works. Depends where you're sending them, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. They're like, oh, we're going to bust in some rookies into Gainesville and Ocala, and we're going to send the real pros, the old pros, the seasoned veterans, literally and figuratively, to D.C. because they know what they're doing. Hey, if you're an 87-year-old man in a walker and you're kicking down a bike rack and you're crossing the police lines, I think you might deserve another medal. Not get arrested. No, but violence is violence, and when the police say, here's the line, don't cross it, you have to have perimeters. It's for everyone's safety. But, wow, I thought that was interesting. I guess that'll become a Florida man story, right? And don't worry, there's more where that came from. The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and we're going to talk to...
Buckshot.
I don't have my screen up, sorry. Buckshot, good morning.
Howdy, howdy. Appreciate all y'all do and keeping up on things. Read on the news this morning online regarding the No Kings protest there in Ocala that there was actually a couple arrests made by the police department. It was a group that I can't find out any information on. Maybe y'all can dig it up. It's called the Killer Boys Club. But it was sad because they were behind Trump and supporting Trump and what he does and what have you. But we don't have to resort to battery is what they were charged with. And I think that's not kind of cool.
No, I agree. And thanks for bringing that to my attention. I'm not making excuses, but I was out of town for the weekend. I was trying to stay up to speed with what was happening, and I didn't catch that one. So these were counter protesters to the protest of Trump. Supposedly somewhat pro-Trump, at least in some ways or whatever. Yeah, we'll definitely check that out because I thought things went, you know, relatively well. But a few arrests, I mean, look, there's nobody protesting a UF football game, yet there were still some arrests made. Yeah. I think the rule is you get enough people together, and a couple of them just, you know, I don't know how to behave. And then you get other groups that actually are creating problems and issues, too, and they get mixed in there. You know, Rand Paul came out and said, I'm not a big fan of, you know, the military parade glorifying weapons. And I get that. That does – there's no doubt about it. There is sort of a reminder of – that's what they do in other states, you know? They like flex their muscle. Look at us. We're going to go down Main Street with these giant missiles. I get that. And if it was a regular kind of a thing, I don't know that we'd all be into that. But this was a very rare event, 250-year anniversary of our Army, which also fell on Flag Day, which also was Trump's birthday, which also is kind of a lead-up to the actual 250th anniversary of our nation being founded, which is only, 3 weeks away. So I get kind of where he's coming from. I don't know that I would say that out loud. Now, when he heard it was first being planned, did he have a conversation with the president? It's possible. And then and there would have been the time to go, you know, I'm not a big fan of doing the military thing, you know? That's not really who we are. And I'm sure that Trump might have just pushed back and and said, hey, look, we need to reestablish ourselves in the minds of leaders around the world that we still can kick anyone's rear end. Mm-hmm. And they need to be reminded of it, and they need to know there's a guy in the White House that won't be afraid to use this stuff if I have to.
Right.
But know that I'm going to take every measure possible to try to find peaceful resolutions to every issue.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't do it peacefully, and he was practically begging Iran to do a deal with Israel and to back away from the nuclear stuff, begged him.
Yep.
He really did go above and beyond. And they still don't. They didn't want to do a deal. And he's like,
okay.
He got the call from Bibi, and he's like, yeah, what do you want me to say? Thanks for the heads up.
Yep, go for
it. Good luck. Stay safe on that mission, and we hope it's very successful. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, so we'll get into all of that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Also, don't forget, the Bob Rose Show is available on podcast wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe, download it. You'll never miss a minute of the show. All right, coming up at 8:35, Valor. Put the spotlight on first responders and law enforcement. Everybody enjoys it, and we're very proud to be able to do it again today and throughout the entire month of June. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We're going to make Mondays great. Don't you worry. Pump it up. Be happy. Be proud. Right? You're blessed. I guarantee you, if you can hear the sound of my voice and you live in America.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing all right. Mm-hmm. You are doing all right. It is 6:38 right now. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the big parade. President Donald Trump praised America's soldiers on Saturday during the 250th anniversary parade of the U.S. Army, emphasized that the American soldier will be there when duty calls or danger comes. He delivered the remarks to conclude the grand parade in D.C. to honor the Army and the troops who have defended and are currently defending our nation. He said, "Tonight, we affirm with unwavering certainty that the years ahead and in every generation hence, whenever duty calls and whatever danger comes, the American soldier will be there." And I got to tell you, the recruiting numbers are way, way up. They have already blown away goals that they had set for themselves with the new administration. The numbers were awful during the Biden tenure. And can you imagine if a Democrat would have won? Yeah, those numbers would have been, they would have been suffering. "No matter the risk," he says, "no matter the obstacles, our warriors will charge into battle. They will plunge into the crucible of fire. They will seize the crown of victory because the United States of America will always have the grace of Almighty God and the iron will of the United States Army." Right on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Saw Congresswoman Kat Kamick posting. She had a great seat there, kind of there in their stands mm-hmm. where they were, and had a nice view there. It was really cool to watch. It was very neat.
Yeah.
I liked seeing the different eras, you know, of time and showing, you know, what the military, what the Army looked like at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, I liked the weapons. I think they're pretty cool, personally.
Yeah. Oh, like the old Continental Army and all that.
Yeah, but I'm just talking even the big stuff. I mean, I like, you know, that we bring out the big guns, too. They're very neat.
Yeah, but they didn't bring out any of the secret ones, which I kind of knew that.
Because then it wouldn't be a secret.
Trump spoke moments earlier of the bravery of America's troops, paid homage to the service members who had served in the wars America's been involved in, ranging from the American Revolution to the global war on terror. "There is no earthly force more powerful than the brave heart of a U.S. infantryman or an Army Ranger, paratrooper, or Green Beret. They are the best. They are the finest, from Bunker Hill to San Juan Hill, from Gettysburg to Guadalcanal, from Yorktown to Shiloh, and from the trenches of the Argonne to the mountains of Afghanistan. The Army has forged a legacy of unmatched courage, untold sacrifice, and unequaled and undying glory. Our soldiers have poured out their blood by the bucketful on the Missionary Ridge and Heartbreak Ridge and on the sands of Sicily, Normandy, and the Philippines, and on the dusty streets of Da Nang, Baghdad, and Fallujah. Thanks to their extraordinary service and devotion, 250 years later, America stands tall, America stands proud, America stands free."
Nice.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
I missed the part, though, and I even went back and watched in case I missed it. I was looking for the recap and the mm-hmm. consolidation. I missed that whole "I'm the king" part. Somehow, I just...
AI edited it.
Oh, that explains it.
They called in a crew from 60 Minutes to edit out the king's speech.
Oh, they're good at that.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris. Yeah. Okay, well, that explains it then. I just totally
you didn't
missed.
Know that. Yeah,
no.
They had to edit all that out. It's like, "I'm the king," and he put on this big robe, and he was shaking his scepter or whatever you call it, right? Is that what it is?
He was
shaking it at everybody, and... Yeah.
Yeah, I saw. I mean, I missed the Army bowing, you know. I mean, he got a salute.
What about when they came by and kissed the ring? You missed all that, too?
I got to ask Kat about that, because we missed that somehow.
What about some of the peasants that came forth and gave one of their finest oxen?
No.
No?
No.
Huh. Uh-uh. Wow. Uh-uh. Okay. Well, they must have cut away right then.
I missed it.
"War is never a good thing. But sometimes it is a necessary thing." Who said that? Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who described himself as anti-stupid war, not anti-war.
Okay.
He's issued a strong defense of Israel's military campaign against Iran's psychotic and corrupt authoritarian tyrannical regime.
Now that's authoritarian.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? That the same people that called Trump authoritarian actually wanted to be buddies with Iran. And they send pallets of cash over there, lifted sanctions, you know, kissed their butt, signed off on all kinds of things that would eventually give them a nuclear weapon.
Oh, Obama and Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Those people you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, both of them. That a true authoritarian regime, they don't recognize, and they kiss their butts.
Wow.
But then they call our president an authoritarian? Okay. But General Flynn, he said he warned that threats to annihilate Israel and America come at a price, while urging regime change and hailing the IDF's historically unparalleled military prowess and precision. Yep. So
I was talking to someone over the weekend who has a background in that part of the world, having lived there, and said that during the attacks on Iran, they were actually getting encouraging calls from folks over there going, they're going after them. They were really enjoying the fact that some of these folks were getting their due.
Yeah. A rise in the ambient temperature of the Earth over a period of 150 years is not an existential threat. But Iran getting a nuclear weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Sure as heck is. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff to get to, including Valor at 8:35. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. We're going to make it great. We're going to get through it. We're going to pump you up. Pump it up, Greg. Let's go.
What'd you say?
Greg's got his little short timer thing going on. He'll be up in the hills of the Carolinas.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying the cool evening temperatures, the breeze coming down from the mountaintops, fresh.
I feel like Bob Rose. I'm working one day this week.
Wow. Has something so not right about it when it's somebody other than me.
It's a perspective.
A little. Every once in a while, I accidentally tell the truth. And,
yeah, you know, it happens. Yeah, we're my hot wife's side of the family get together, and it was her mom's birthday this month, so everybody's kind of got to get together, and got a brother-in-law that has one of those big, you know, Airbnb cabin house.
Oh, that he normally like rents out.
Yes.
But he's going to give it to you guys to get together.
Yeah, so the whole family will be up
there.
That's
cool.
So it'll be fun. And you're right. It will be, because we keep talking to people who are, you know, visiting in the Carolinas or from there and talking about how much different the weather is. So, yeah, we've been used to getting our faces melted off, as you like to say. So it'll be a nice break.
Yeah, I think you're looking at like mid-80s, and that's in Asheville. And I know you guys will be at probably just a slightly
outside,
higher
elevation.
So, yeah, you're going to, 81, 82. And then toward the end of the week, it's going to get a little warmer. Not quite Florida, but
it'll be
warm.
Nice to get away.
And then you can come home and get that face remelted all over again.
And then, the grass will be, 2 feet tall because of all the rain. And, so then I'll have to go do all that stuff again.
Or it could be turning brown, and then you'll have to spend $500 of GRU water.
Oh!
You get your bill?
And that's how much it was. It was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The Bob Rose compound used to run me $600 a month during the summer months, yeah.
But we don't have a pool.
Yeah, you're right. I had a pool, two air conditioners, so that was part of it. But, man, it's
we've been running the air a lot, admittedly, and, that kind of, it was $500.
Wow.
I'm going to have the family move in with Ed Bilarski. I'm just telling you. More than Ed, just kidding. It's not his fault.
He's trying to make it better.
They're lowering rates. They actually have done a great job. But if you use it, you got to pay for it.
That's right.
Imagine that.
Hey, hit and run. Pedestrian death. This happened on I-75 near the Williston Road exit a couple of days ago. FHP seeking the driver of a semi that hit a 45-year-old Gainesville man on I-75 near the Williston Road exit. not really supposed to be like pedestrians on the interstate.
No, you can be near an exit, but probably that's really...
I mean, if your car breaks down and you have to walk, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. And I don't know the extenuating circumstances, but I do know what has been reported. This from Alachua Chronicle. At about 8:55 a.m. June 15th, the victim was walking southbound in the roadway north of the entrance to the southbound exit to Williston Road.
That'll do it.
When a semi with a black cab and a white trailer hit the pedestrian and drove away. The pedestrian suffered fatal injuries in the crash. If you witnessed this crash or have any information about it, please contact Florida Highway Patrol or Crime Stoppers, and you could be eligible for a reward and still remain anonymous. But yeah, so this is 8:55 June 15th. So that was yesterday morning.
Yep.
And as far as I know, I mean, I checked everything. I didn't see anybody got arrested or anything. Yeah. So, yeah. And you know, what was it again? It was a semi with a black cab and a white trailer.
But again, we don't know the exact circumstance of how, like, where the part of the truck hit the pedestrian kind of thing. I mean, the fact that, I don't know. I guess I'm going through, is it possible to have contributed to hitting them and not even realize it?
Oh,
because if you hit them head on, well, you probably know it, and there's not much left of them. So I guess I'm just kind of wondering in my mind.
If you're in a big truck, could you strike somebody and it not be clear that you hit somebody? I mean,
yeah, that's kind of where
I would imagine it's possible.
If we're glancing something or whatever,
I'm sure it could be possible.
Not defending anybody. I'm just kind of working it through in my head in real time. We were talking about it off air earlier, but you know.
I've never been a truck driver, unlike Joe Biden. And
there's that.
So, but I would understand that it would be kind of a bumpy, thumpy ride a lot of the times because you're hauling stuff. It's very heavy. The trailer, you're pulling it. It's a very lengthy. I could understand that it makes noises.
Oh, yeah.
Truck makes noises.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, 8:55 a.m., you're in what would appear to be pretty clear daylight. However, let's see, whatever way they were going, maybe the, I don't know, sun in your eyes, maybe?
I don't know.
So, yeah, that's like kind
I'm
of
sure more
east
will,
and west.
Come up with this.
It'd be coming, from the east, from that side. Huh.
Don't know.
Yeah. But if you know you struck something, the law says you shall stop and render aid or do something. All right. Whew. We still have a lot more to talk about. Parades and no kings and all kinds of stuff like that. And some good stuff as well. So hang in there. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.